Awesome. Well, is this something you've always wanted to do, or what's the story? What led you down this path?
What led me down this path is my own transformational journey, number one. So losing 62 and a half pounds, keeping it off for 7+ years. But then around summer of 2020, there's a lot of interesting things that happened around that time. And I'm not going to get into like a whole bunch of that on what my beliefs around that is, but let's just say summer of 2020, I became very suspicious around a lot of things going on. Whether or not what we were being told is the truth or not, all those things. And then I started deep diving down the health and wellness and food industry. And that's where I discovered that we have been lied and deceived at a very massive, wide, far and wide level. And a lot of those ways people don't even know today. People are out there making heartfelt decisions at the grocery store, thinking that they're making great decisions for their family, for their kids, for their grandkids, whatever it is. And the truth of the reality is 80 to 90% of them are buying into marketing deceptions and they don't even know it. They don't even know it. And a lot of the clients that come my way, they're at the place to where they literally know something's off. They're suspicious about food, but they're missing all the puzzle pieces. They are missing all of that. And so they come to me because they see that I have all the puzzle pieces that can fit into that. And that's exactly what I empower people with is those missing puzzle pieces. What about this food industry that is so deceptive? Why can't I lose weight right now? Why am I unable to keep it off? Why do I have so many snacking issues? Why do I have such a big emotional eating problem? Okay, right? What a lot of people don't realize is the core and root issue of a lot of that is these industry processed foods that have literally been created to bring people to a state of addiction and a state of a bliss point, which then ends up hooking people in. The industry has literally created foods to bring people to a perfect bliss point, not above, not below, just that perfect bliss point, which then eventually begins to form new neural pathways that leads them down a path. These new neural pathways then begin reprogramming their taste buds, they reprogramming what their cravings are, and begins to lead them down a path of craving now these foods. And I am going to be the first one to say, for sure, I'm not going to deny it. Those foods, they are delicious. Okay, they've been designed to be delicious, though. They have not been designed to be nutritious, though. Yes, you heard me right. They have not been designed to be nutritious. They have been designed for one purpose and one purpose only, addiction, to keep you coming back for more. And so a lot of people, and the other thing about these products is they're advertised as healthy. You see it all over the front of the box, the packages, how healthy it is, low in calories, helps to lower cholesterol, great source of fiber. Look at all the vitamins and minerals. What they don't tell you is those vitamins and minerals are synthetic and they do you no good. And so a lot of people are out there thinking they're making those healthy choices when really it's not. And so I help people to literally be set free from all that. They get to come into my world, I fill in the pieces. And I give them a foundation to stand on to which they will never be moved from again in this industry. So there's people that come to me that feel like they're going to be restricted. They're going to lose their freedom with the food choices. They're not going to be able to live their life the way they want to, right? And I'm going to say that's all a myth. Actually, by the time I get done with them, they find that they have more freedom than they ever had before. They finally feel empowered and they finally feel in control of their health. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and then some. Answers a couple questions. No, we'll get to that. No, that's awesome. What is it that you love most about this?